Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the running a stop sign of free speech, because when you're speaking freely, you ain't got no time to stop for a traffic light or a stop sign. No, ain't nobody got time for that. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the badly needed fund that you can send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. There will be happy people on the other end of the line who will take your money with gladness. Okay, this is our Thursday show, and I've got with me Stephen Douglas Whitener, who is a RBN host. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Howdy, Patrick. Thanks for having me. That's a terrific thing, too, to mail some donation to RBN. I suggest everybody go do the same thing. I actually did that. I put some money in an envelope and mailed it. It's old school. I heard you talking one time not too long ago about how the days before we had these cell phones and you would leave the house and be a free-range human. You know, your cell phone was the quarter in your pocket or whatever. It was a different world back then, for sure.
It was a different world. Yeah, and regarding RBN, I know, even myself, I take it for granted. I've been kicked off YouTube, and we get kicked off all of these platforms. There's so much repression going on. And a couple of days ago, I think there was probably something wrong with my phone, but I tried to pull up RBN, and I couldn't. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my God. They've come for RBN, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and then what? Then what? So that would be a bad thing. And it does take money to ward off the meanies. You know, there's DDoS attacks and all sorts of things that happen. So that's why it's important. But anyway,
yeah,
we've got a lot of stuff going on. My past three shows, I talked pretty much start to finish about the stuff going on in the Middle East, Gaza, and even having talked about it three shows in a row, there's aspects that we haven't even scratched the surface of. So, but before I go into anything, you know, what are your preliminary thoughts on this? What you see
I'm
going on?
I'm still kind of in shock. I'm playing catch up. You know, things are accelerating. It seems like this just, and it also seems like it's this. We've been watching the same movie over and over again, and it's. I compared it to Zero Dark Thirty Part Two. Earlier they had the SEAL team there saying they're going to go in and rescue the hostages and the things that we're seeing, they're just trying to drive more war. You know, I don't trust it. After the things that they've done, I never trust anything that is shown until I've gotten proof. You know, it's CNN manipulating the footage. You remember the first Gulf War, you probably saw this, where they had the fake thing down there. I don't know really what's happening because I don't know anybody that's over there. And the same thing, I remember feeling that way when Ukraine started, because they were showing all this fake footage from video games and stuff when the Russian reaction started. It's not really when Ukraine started, because that's been going on since 2014, you know, but the Russian response kind of to it, when that began, the media showed so much fake that I'm not really sure what's going on. And this all these atrocity things. It's like it reminded me of the babies thrown out of the incubators. That Kuwaiti ambassador's kid was testifying, swearing to that. It was a lie. So, yeah, you know, I don't really know what's going on, is kind of my point. Yeah, I'm taking everything with a grain of salt for right now, but I feel a quickening. How about that?
Yeah. And the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter, just to refresh people's memory, she wasn't presented to Congress as the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter. She was presented as some sort of nurse in a maternity ward. And so it was a complete lie. She was saying how the Saddam in 1990, August 1990, when there was the Iraq invasion of Kuwait, he was saying that Iraqi soldiers were throwing babies out of incubators in order to take the incubators back to Iraq. The idea was they're stealing everything. And as it turned out, this was not a nurse, but the daughter of the ambassador, the Kuwaiti ambassador to Washington. And she had been coached on her testimony to Congress by some big public relations firm, Jewish public relations firm, by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's been all sorts of stuff like this. Now, one aspect I really haven't talked about, and I have had a friend who has been saying for weeks now, because there's been all this activity going on around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is on the what do they call it, the Temple Rock, where the Second Temple used to be, that Emperor Titus destroyed in, 70 AD. And there's always been talk about building a third temple on that site, except on that site, there's an Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is the third most holy site in Islam. So you get this religious aspect there. I guess it is the...
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit. Was there. Just, yeah, the religious aspect, you said, and then it faded a bit.
Yeah, there's a religious aspect. So the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is built on the site where the Second Temple had been, this is where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, and so it's. You know, Jerusalem is holy to Christians, Muslims, and Jews. But this one particular piece of real estate, for the Jews, this is where the Wailing Wall is at the bottom mm-hmm. of this this mount, Temple Mount, I guess is what it's called. The Wailing Wall is there. On the top of it is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, this third most holy site for Muslims, and. This has been – so the Muslims have a mosque there, and this has been the site of all sorts of strife and provocations over the years. So what was it, 20-something years ago, Ariel Sharon, who was a former defense minister, led a bunch of Israelis into the mosque and defiled it, at least according to Muslim perceptions. They defiled it, and this started a lot of strife, which Ariel Sharon was able to use to his political advantage and become prime minister of Israel until he had a stroke, became a vegetable. And so what's been going on over the past several weeks, at least, is you've had all sorts of incursions by Jews into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and you had with some sort of armed, whether it was police or military, I'm not quite sure, but you had some sort of armed support for all of these. Were they settlers? But they're Netanyahu supporters, and they went into it, and this was a massive provocation. And the religious aspect of what's going on over there, That's not my forte, but for people who are interested, if you go to the Duran, and earlier today there was a gentleman, older British gentleman by the name of Alistair Crook, who is somebody who's been involved in state level negotiations and things over the decades in this area. So he has a real background in it, and he was pointing out that this stark divide within Israeli politics, because, you know, you're aware that over the past few years they've had multiple elections that basically are split right down the middle. Netanyahu was forced out as prime minister for a while, then he was back in, and then there was these giant demonstrations over the summer, anti-Netanyahu demonstrations over the summer, and over his judicial reform. Well, what's really at issue at least to a very large extent, is on the one hand, you've got very religious Jews and also these Jews who have a Middle Eastern background as opposed to a European Ashkenazi background. And they want to rebuild this temple, and they want to extend Israel's borders to the historic Israel of the Bible. On the other hand, you've got these largely secular Ashkenazi Jews who are a little bit more go slow. It's not as if they're based or that they're good or they're peaceful or anything. But there's this massive divide in Israeli society. And right now, the upper hand is the faction that wants to rebuild the temple and rebuild it now. And to rebuild the temple, you got to tear down that mosque. And so the long and short of it is you've got this looming battle royale over this little piece of real estate over there. And this is not even necessarily the main reason. I mean, the main reason things are just this decades and decades of Israeli repression and frankly, you know, ethnic cleansing and genocide of the Palestinians. That's really the underlying issue. But the immediate issue, what's triggering what's going on right now, is this conflict over this this real estate that is considered a holy site, especially by Jews and Muslims. And so how's that going to play out? You've got Muslims all over the world who know this, who understand this a lot more than we do, and they're out in London and other places demonstrating. And you've also got a whole bunch of people in the United States, for instance, who have a understanding of Christianity, which, or maybe a misunderstanding of Christianity, but are very much want to see this third temple rebuilt. So that's, I've laid that aspect of it out. I haven't talked about it yet, but what do you think about that, Stephen?
Well, this one little piece of real estate, like you said, it's why does the rest of the world have to get into all of this war over that little fight? But even more than that, it's about what they've done since 47 and you know, taking more and more and more. I saw a meme that said, if you talk about, Hamas aggression, look at this thing here, this map of Israel showing how it had expanded more and more and more and taken more things. It's just these masters of war infuriate me. I mean, the religious aspect of it, I guess that's a good excuse. You know, a good excuse as any. That's what just really, really gets to me. I think about what's going on over there and these bombs falling from the sky, and I got grandkids and stuff. That stuff upsets me a lot, I'll be honest with you, Patrick, and it has for a while, and it just seems like it's really ramping up now. And over here in the U.S., I can hear, even on my local talk radio, these bloodthirsty Zionists who want to go in, and how did Nikki Haley put it and said, finish them, you know, like get rid of all of it's just really, I don't see other human beings as animals the way they seem to, these people that want to wipe them out. And that's what upsets me more about this than anything else. I do remember thinking that, okay, this religious tit for tat thing is ramping up when Notre Dame was on fire back a few few years ago. And that's, and I have seen a lot of the stuff going back and forth with the mosque too. I've heard these, I don't know what to call them, but the dispensationalists maybe that are saying, oh, they've got the genetically red heifers now. They're ready to build that temple. It's about any time now. And they believe that this is a good thing, that their redemption draws nigh and stuff. They're going to be raptured and things. That psyop has been going on in this country for a long time. And I think it has partly been responsible for why we've been led by the nose to fight all these wars over in the Middle East for Israel, too.
Yeah, no, you know, I've been hearing about the red heifer. And normally it's not the type of thing that I would be particularly interested in, but I do think this is relevant. There is an awful lot of there's a massive religious aspect to what's going on. There's an underlying religious aspect to it in general, but talking about what's going on this past week, this is some this is something that is not being talked about. It's certainly not being talked about much in the mainstream, I don't think, because I mentioned this gentleman, Alistair Crook, who was on the Duran show from today. And the Duran is largely the channel of this Greek-born British gentleman named Alexander Mercuris. And I mentioned him frequently. He's been covering the Ukraine war very thoroughly. And he, on his show today, regarding the last week or a week or so ago, this, what would you call it? This intrusion into the Al-Aqsa Mosque by this 100 or so Jewish settlers. He wasn't even aware it had happened. And honestly, like, I was aware of it, but only just barely. And so, you know, there are things that, now I guarantee that anybody who reads Al Jazeera or Press TV or one of these, you know, a major Muslim site, everybody knows about it. And you know, so this is one thing is we're operating in completely different environment worlds, right? And everybody's got completely different sets of information. And even if the information that they have is technically factual, it's I mean, everybody is working off incomplete information, but often very, very relevant information you're not even being exposed to, or some people aren't being exposed to.
That's a good point. But you're saying that the Temple Mount could be more of a trigger than even the ground invasion. People have been saying that as the Israeli troops enter Gaza with the ground invasion, everybody that's going to blow it up. But it's really focused even more on this little, at least in the eyes of the Muslim world, like you said, that is that holy place. And if that's they're paying a lot more attention to that than we are. It doesn't mean the same thing and could trigger an even greater conflagration, and them being really mad at blaming us for coming to their aid, because now, you know, the 26th Marine is supposed to be in Jordan now, and the U.S. has got the aircraft carriers going to go back Israel up. It's like, really? I just, you know, this ain't going to end well, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So, like, within Israel, and I'm not an expert on Israeli politics. I've followed it off and on for a while. But yeah, I've never been in Israel. I've never been there, and you know, even if you know who the parties are and kind of the basic the lineup, the scorecard, still to really understand what's going on over there, you need. There's a lot going on, and so when I look at it, I look at you've got the so-called Israeli right and the so-called left. But, you know, I look at it and say, OK, well, as far as their attitude towards Palestinians go, it's the same. It's pretty much the same. Maybe one side's a little more bit more aggressive in how fast they want to ethnically cleanse them. But they all have the same objectives. And maybe a little, there's one that's one side's a little more go fast and go slow, but there's, and if you're just looking at it in terms of their attitude towards the Palestinians or their attitude towards relations with Iran, they might not seem all that different. But to Jews themselves, to Israeli Jews themselves, there are all sorts of divides, because Israel was founded by atheist Jews. Thank you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Jews themselves, to Israeli Jews themselves, there are all sorts of divides, because Israel was founded by atheist Jews. The main Zionist movement was not religious, but there's a massive religious element to Israel. And the thing is, the religious Jews are the ones that are having all the babies. They have extremely high birth rate. And so the demographics of Israel is shifting, just like the demographics here is shifting. But over there, it's shifting from secular to religious, because the religious have all these babies. And they have very different attitudes. The secular Jews, they probably want to have a nice life, and they appreciate, they want to be affluent and whatnot. Whereas the religious Jews, have you ever seen like religious Jews in America, in an American Jewish neighborhood? Their houses are they're wrecks. They've just got baby toys strewn all over the yard. Everything's in disrepair. And the men study, but they don't really work, and they're living off welfare and stuff like that. And so in Israel, the religious Jews, that they don't serve in the military either. They're exempt from the military, and they're becoming every year a bigger and bigger percentage of the population. So you've got a real sharp divide there over issues that maybe aren't that relevant to us usually. But right now it is it's a lot more relevant than I would have guessed a week or two ago, because it does seem to be that this divide is central to what's going on now, that there are the religious Jews are in a hurry for the Messiah to come. They want to build this temple. And of course, there are a lot of Christian Zionists who want the same thing for their own reasons. So I'll kick it back to you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and respond to that. But then I also wanted to ask a little bit about Nikki Haley, but we'll get to Nikki Haley in a bit. So go ahead and respond.
The secular Jews want, like I said, a nice life, and these conservative or religious or fanatics or whatever, the ones who want to build that temple and get this thing going, that they have come to their moment. It's kind of like, is it like they feel like this is now their moment to act, or it's gone? But they're getting stronger and stronger and more of them. But also, I think that the Arabs are also breeding more too, so there's that aspect of the Israeli population is growing demographically as well. I was wondering where that point of inflection was going to come and how it was affecting this thing that you were describing, because the way I see that the conservative faction there, like you said, they have the upper hand at the moment with, I call him Stinky, Netanyahu back in power and the Likud and all. But
Stinky.
Somebody told me that his name means bad smell in some language, Arabic or whatever. I don't know which language, but I thought that's why. Okay, from now on, he's Stinky.
Okay. Just wondering.
I don't know the words or whatever. Just someone I heard that said, so that's why I call him that.
Netanyahu, I believe it's the word Nathaniel. It is one version of the name Nathaniel. I think that's what Netanyahu comes
Makes
from.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Whatever the word is that means probably doesn't mean it, just sounds like that, I guess. I remember when I was at Greenville Tech, there was this an Indian guy named Sasha Rishi, but the people, the Persians would always laugh behind his back because whatever his name was meant like the diaper was wet. It was Sashi. And so, you know, it's probably something along those lines, you know, that has nothing to do with his name per se, actual name, but ever since he's been Stinky to me.
Okay. Now, I take it you're pretty familiar with Nikki Haley.
I just remember her from being the governor here, and she has quite a sordid past, and she's changed her last name and, you know, stuff like that. She's a staunch Zionist.
She's a staunch Zionist. Now, people who are familiar with her and South Carolina, was she the governor for what, 6 years or something?
I believe that's right. And then she left early to be ambassador for Trump, I believe.
Yeah, ambassador to the UN. Mm-hmm. So people have a certain familiarity with her, and you mentioned she has a sordid past. There's been she was listed as the other woman in somebody's divorce case. There was some journalist who said that they were like totally making out and plus in his back seat or something like that. There's been all these allegations about that, but you know, she is super Zionist, and she's just going to take the hardest line possible on this issue in particular. She was already taking the hardest line possible with regards to Russia and China. And now she's going to do that, and she's a favorite of the neocons in Washington.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
On this issue in particular, she was already taking the hardest line possible with regards to Russia and China, and now she's going to do that. And she's a favorite of the neocons in Washington who don't want Trump. So she's a favorite. But among the people who know her in South Carolina, does she have popularity? Do people relate to her? Do they look at her and think her South Carolina accent is fake, and she's, you know, like a fake, because she's Sikh. Is, I mean, maybe she goes to church now, but she's from a Sikh family, which Sikh is kind of a hybrid of Hinduism and Islam. Mm-hmm. What do people think of her?
It varies, but that she doesn't have a lot of support. Most people just snicker at her and think she's really arrogant. And if they're at all on our side, you know, red pilled at all, they know what a Zionist she is and can't stand that. And she's the one that kept on created the phrase, or at least used it. It's a great day in South Carolina, and that was her thing. That was her whole thing, you know. Well, yeah, you know, some days it is, but and she just, you know, she hasn't really done anything that of note. I don't remember anything striking of her being here, you know, when she was governor. I can't remember what she stood for. You know, just seemed like she had something to do with a Confederate flag decision people really hated. I forgot the exact decision, but she has not supported the you know, free expression that way. And we consider, you know, we consider, think about that. People, you know, at least that I associate with, as the general public, though, most people don't look at her that way, but they don't see her as authentic and all. They know that she's really Nimrod and is not local. I don't know if her, she does sound kind of authentic almost. She must have grown up around here or been or come
may well
her, because yeah.
Yeah, she probably did. Okay. And then you got one other, your Senator Tim Scott, the black guy. He's running for president. He's a senator there. You got Lindsey Graham too. You know, Donald, do you remember Ernest Hollings?
Yes, oh my gosh, yes. I loved the way that he said FEMA. It sounded like it tasted bad in his mouth when he said it after Hurricane Hugo. In fact, Hollings, I remember when I was just a kid in the 60s on ETV in the afternoon, the governor would come on and give a little talk. That I remember him that far
back. He was governor back in the 60s. Yeah, he was governor. Mm-hmm. He was governor when Kennedy was assassinated. I remember that. Not that I remember Kennedy being assassinated. I was a little bit too young for that, but Hollings, you know, no matter what you thought of his politics, he was funny.
Yeah.
And he had a real wit and sense of humor. And I remember after he left being governor, he became a senator. He was a senator for a long, long time. He even ran for president at one point. And I remember my mother, who wasn't really a fan, she thought, well, at least the press conference will be fun, you know, if he's elected. But he once said about the senior senator at the time was Strom Thurmond,
yes,
who remained in the Senate until he was 100 years old. And when Ernest Hollings was asked about Strom Thurmond, you know, being too old, Ernest Hollings said, well, wait a minute. The Senate is a great place for old people. We've got nursing care around the clock. We've got all this stuff. People drive us around in golf courses. This is the best place possible for an old person.
Yeah. That was like the villages. It's like the villages in the swamp.
Yeah. But now you got Lindsey Graham and you got Tim Scott. Everybody knows Lindsey Graham. Tim Scott, I've seen him in the debates, and while he seems affable, he doesn't seem particularly intelligent.
No, and I've heard some that he might have some skeletons in his closet too. I don't know him. I have never met him, but Lindsey Graham is just a disgrace. He infuriates me every time I see him. It's like, that's why I've turned my back on politics finally, to the point where I don't see any political solution or government solution to this mess, you know, and course of my evolution of thought, I've come to that conclusion finally, Patrick. It just recently, the past year or so, maybe the last 2 years, that's where I finally said, okay, that's it. There is no answer to this. You can't fix stupid with more stupid.
Yeah, well, okay, so, I mean, people who listen to my show regularly know more or less my position on things, and I see a possibility. I see a possibility if people would, if they would talk openly about Jewish power. Mm. Jewish power is the problem. And when you talk openly about it, if people can have their eyes open to it, so much of the Jewish power resources dissolve with sunlight. They can't withstand the sunlight, the media. I mean, once the media is exposed for what it is, it loses its power. So on the one hand, it would actually be relatively easy to do. On the other hand, is it at all likely to ever happen? And that's a completely different question. And
let me respond by saying that we not only have to have the ability to talk about it, but people have to have the ability to listen to. If they're not able to absorb the information, it's not going to do any good. You know, that's how, you're never going to wake the masses up. You can only speak to the remnant. That's kind of the way that how it boils down, if you ask me. That's what I believe. And I do see people more and more waking up to not only the Jewish power part of it, but the fact that this whole world, you know, this thing is a fraud. You know, it's the COVID thing pushed a lot of people over the edge, and they're realizing what is in store for them down the road with this digital ID and central bank digital currency and social credit score. And you're this is your digital prison. This is your slave food here. You know, I was picking up something in a store the other day, and I noticed they had these particular items that were marked for that, something you can get with your insurance money. You know, Medicare lets you spend so much money on certain items. And here are your slave products that we're going to be giving you in the future. But we've got it all planned out for you, citizen or whatever, you know. And I just don't want to live in a world like that where they plan for me, you know. I would rather do my own thing.
Well, I know. It's kind of depressing. And I feel very much the same way. I don't know, like, because on the one hand, I do feel that if, you know, people who listen to RBN, they've heard the Patrick and Jeremy show ads where I say there was a way forward on January 6th, you know.
And hey, I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me ask you. You were there on January 6th, weren't you?
I was totally not anywhere near there.
Okay. There you go. All right. I was wondering about
that. And people who are familiar with slattery talk knows that the word totally means not at all, something like that. It means the opposite, but it's like opposite day. You know, the thing is, January 6th, it was really, for the most part, it was festive. And the thing is, the Capitol is a huge building. It's an enormous building, and you had so many people. I don't know how many people were there, but you had hundreds of thousands, and everybody who was there, they were trying to stream, video stream. And so if you were anywhere near the Capitol building, you had no internet access. And so if you got far enough away from the building, you could barely have telephone link. So I did my show with Richard Carey was manning, he was holding down the fort, and I was the correspondent. And so, I was able to call in. There was no way I could have a Skype connection, but I could call in, but I had to be hundreds of yards away from the building and, you know, on the other side of the street. So I wasn't, when I say I was nowhere near it, I really wasn't. I wasn't on the Capitol grounds, because you couldn't be on the Capitol grounds and have any kind of connection. And now I was able to follow what was going on with Boomer technology. I had brought a 50-year-old transistor radio that operated off a 9-volt battery. And so I was listening to C-SPAN radio, and I was able to hear the proceedings that were going on through, I guess it's FM radio. And so I was following what was going on inside the building, but nobody on the Capitol grounds had any idea what was going on other than what was immediately around them. Now, the break-in occurred on the east side of the building, the front of the building across the street from the Supreme Court. That's where the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and I guess the Three Percenters, that's where they busted in. Yeah.
Were those guys that got the police escort up there? Because the first group...
No. The police escort was on the other side of the building. So the people who got the police escort into it were people who did not know what had happened. They had not known there was a break-in. There was no way for them to know that people on the other side of the building had broken in. There was no way of knowing that. I didn't know it. On my side of the building, because I was on the west side, the side towards the White House and the Washington Monument. And on the side I was, I could hear, once at least, I could hear chant of F Antifa, with the full word, but F Antifa. Mm-hmm. And then later, like the next day when I was looking at videos, I could see what was going on there from a different angle. It was people who were dressed in black, who may have been Antifa, but they looked like it, dressed in black, were breaking windows of minor doors, not big doors that people typically walk through, but minor doors that are usually shut anyway, breaking windows, and the MAGA people around them stopped them and were chanting F Antifa. So on the side of the building, the people who walked in with a police escort were walking in from the west side. And on the west side, in two different places, the MAGAPEDs had stopped people dressed in black from breaking windows. Okay, so they had no idea. They had no idea. And so this is like everything's so dishonest about what's going on. And the thing is, there's no law that you can't go into the Capitol. The only reason people weren't let into the Capitol was because Nancy Pelosi said we have to do social distancing. It was all a COVID measure. It has nothing to do with laws. And 4 years earlier, on January 6, 2017, there were anti-Trump demonstrators inside the House of Representatives chamber.
I remember that.
Right. And Joe Biden, who was the presiding officer as vice president, he had the sergeant of arms kick him out. But they disrupted the proceedings. Okay. And that wasn't called an insurrection. So this has all been so dishonest. So, you know, you ask about it. Let's see. How much time do we have left?
I don't know when we started, sir. 5:06 okay, here.
We have a few minutes left. Okay. Yeah, we got about 6 minutes left, it looks like.
Okay.
7-8 minutes left. Yeah, so that's that. It's so dishonest. And, you know, you mentioned COVID and other things. There's just been so much dishonesty. And that's one of the worrying things. So, like, on the optimistic side, I think how easy would actually be to rectify the situation, at least to a large extent. But on the pessimistic side, we've all been just so bombarded with BS and lies, and we've been so destabilized that even if it's easy, is it likely to happen? And maybe it's not likely to happen. Maybe we're just going to be complicit, compliant in our own demise because, you know, we don't want to offend anybody.
Well, we have been so far. Most of us, it's not us, not you and I, perhaps, but as people, you know, if we want to blame somebody, we need to look in the mirror, because without our compliance, none of this would have happened. It's hard. Yes, that's why I say, man, it's the people, these kids that had no choice, that are these bombs are falling on and stuff, and that's happened to them. That's what breaks my heart so much. It's like, and just being able to talk about it ain't going to fix that. You know, I don't know if it can be fixed, just like you said, and I don't want to be blackpilling to people. The only thing you can do is right there in your own life, in your own head. You know, I was looking at the garden in my backyard. Okay, I haven't been able to do that in 10 years. Do something that you didn't think you could do. You know, today's the day. You know, I try to unplug from all this stuff every once in a while and go look at nature too. You know, just go realize that, you know, this man-made world is sitting on top of this beautiful creation. I'm part of it, and just let it all go for a minute and just live. You know, if I don't do that once in a while, I just about go crazy. And with the things that are going on now, I don't know. I have to do it more and more.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I like, I get out in nature a lot, but also I like to fix things. Right. Fix my house. I'll fix gadgets, device, whatever. If I can fix it, I like to fix it. I feel something, like you fix something or you build something, you create something. I think that's a big, big part of what it is to be a human, and maybe even a man. Right. I mean, men build things.
Yes.
Right.
Good point. Emasculated as a people, and especially white men, man. Go back. That's an excellent point. Go out and do stuff with other men too, and organize in real life. If we don't do that, the enemies won.
Yeah. But then you think, like, how would I feel if, you know, I worked and I built and, you know, worked on house or whatever it is I build. And then just in an instant, some Israeli missile comes and blows it all up. I mean, that's about what your work, and especially, but what if, you know, they come and blow up your kid or something? There's no matter what you want to say about the events that happened last weekend, the tactics that were used, whether you want to justify it or not, whatever. But if you're going to, you know, create that type of despair, that backlash is coming. It is absolutely inevitable. You can't do that to literally millions of men and not expect at least some of them to strike back with whatever they have to say, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down fighting. I mean, that's like, look all around the world, you know, mythologies or religions or whatever, folk tales, they're chock full of people who go down fighting, right? Yeah. Samson, they go down fighting.
And we're like David up against Goliath too, in a lot of ways with this. Another little analogy with that, because this thing is so corrupt, but it's a lumbering beast at the same time too. If we get the well-aimed shot, we may be able to affect some change. That's this whole, like that thing, it was meant to terrify and justify just what's coming. What they were doing, it was ridiculous. No sane strategist for the Palestinians would do that So knowing that they're going to come, unless that's what they wanted, you know, and I don't see that the martyring the whole population, you know, nobody's that fanatic.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What what they were doing. It's ridiculous. No sane strategist for the Palestinians would do that, to so knowing that they're going to, unless that's what they wanted, you know. And I don't see that, the martyring the whole population. You know, nobody's that fanatical. You know, that's ridiculous. It's just insane. It doesn't make sense what's been happening. And so, well, I've been kind of taking it with a grain of salt, too, to see, wait and see what happens. But it does look like it's accelerating more and more. And I've seen this movie before, and I don't like where it goes. Yeah, all the way back. I was going to say, speaking of movie, like when you remember the raid on Entebbe, you know, that thing was a whole psyop in itself back in the 70s. And it's just been playing that whole kind of thing over and over again. And now it looks like it's going to suck in the whole world.
Well, okay, and the raid in Entebbe, that was the Entebbe airport in Uganda.
Yes, sir.
I guess it would have been Palestinians. PLO had hijacked an airline. And then
76,
were,
yes, sir.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the Israeli commandos who died during that raid was Benjamin Netanyahu's older brother. At least that's the story. I assume it's true. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me whether it's true or not. Okay, so there's that aspect of this could easily spin out of control and envelop the whole world, especially when we've got already the Ukraine war going on, proxy war against Russia and all. One other thing, though, and, you know, I'm not a tactician or a strategist, but it may very well be that you mentioned you wouldn't think that Hamas would want to bring martyrs, all of its people, which, you know, I would agree with. But it also may be that they might be assuming that the Israelis are going to do some sort of ground invasion into Gaza, where they could just be coming into a complete trap. Let them come to us. Let's fight on our own home turf.
I saw an ex-IDF soldier say that Israel itself was falling into an Iranian trap if they went into Gaza that way. And I don't know what that, and I don't know what's to come, man. It's just hold on tight and see what happens. You know, I'm sick of us funding that operation over there. I mean, people wanting to blame Joe Biden for sending $6 billion of Iran's own money. And that's what caused this, you know. That's the stupid. The people who what they see and report, respond with, it can just get infuriating sometimes. I'm sick of us sending all our money over to these Israelis and the Ukraine, too. Maybe Israel was jealous because we were sending so much money to Ukraine. They got to do a fundraiser. I don't know. That's just, it gets old, Patrick. It does. I appreciate you having me on today. It's been a while since we've done a show.
Yeah, it has been. We'll have to do it again soon. And I've kind of lost track of the time, but I think it's more or less we're out of time. Close enough. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you. And I'll be on with Richard on the roundtable tomorrow, y'all. This is Going to Play Thursday. And join me, The Thought Crime Live, Saturday morning on RBN 9 to 11, folks. Thanks again, Patrick.
9 to 11. What time?
A.M. 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 to 10 Central. Sorry, you're right. 8 to 10 Central, folks. Thought Crime Live, Saturday mornings on the Public Broadcasting Network.
Okay, thanks
thank
again,
you, Mr. Slattery.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.